interesting statistic made. An old uncle once died, and he left his grandchildren the following in the will. The will went something like this. You have a choice, one of two options. Option number one, you can have $1 million in cash now in your hand. $1 million cash. Option number two, I'll give you a penny every single day. And every single day, this penny will double. So the first day it will be one, then it will be two, then it will be four, then it will be eight. B'chuli, b'chuli, b'chuli. Which one? Most people chose, which is most simple, is the $1 million. Now, get the money, you can spend it, you can invest it, whatever it may be. But if you actually make the calculation, the one that would choose the one penny, eventually, it might take a long time, would amass to a lot more than the one that received the $1 million.
That's when he survives.
Sorry?
He survives.
No, it doesn't take that long. Work out the maths. It doesn't take that long. It doubles each time. Can you imagine? Yeah, to work out the math. It takes a long day. Now, there's a famous maaser which I want to speak out, which I'm sure everybody knows the maaser, but I want to use the maaser in a slightly different mahalach. And you're doing the maaser from the stipler. The stipler was, as we know, was in Russia in his younger years, and he was stuck there, and it was freezing, freezing cold. And we know the famous maaser that it was on Shabbos that he realized that his coat was stuck on the peg that was attached to the tree. And we know that Halachah in Shulchan Aruch tells us, in the Gemara, that it's awesome to establish a tree. It's awesome, Gomor, it's a Rabbanon for a person to have any usage of a tree whatsoever. What's the reason? Chazal said it's awesome because if a person uses a tree, he might have to pull up a branch on Shabbos Kodesh, it's Xeyim Mishum Kaitza. So he made the stipler Kiyodua knew the Halacha, and he realized that to remove his coat off of the peg on Shabbos would Vadai be an Isra on Shabbos. So he said to himself like this, hold on a second. There is no way in a million years I can make it through this freezing minus number of whatever it was, minus 10 degrees outside over there the whole night. It's not shy, it's mamish b'koch nefesh, for sure I got a heta to remove the coat. Said the stipler, but you know what I can manage? I can manage 5 minutes. And if I can manage 5 minutes, we'll take each 5 minutes at a time, and he waited 5 minutes. At the end of 5 minutes, he made an estimation. No, I think we can manage another 5 minutes. And eventually it carried on and carried on and carried on until he made it through the entire night. Now, you say from there, most people take out is the mysterious nefesh, for Shabbos Kodesh, for Cholek. But I want to take out something slightly different, and that is, the Eloh Hanami, you look at something at the beginning, right? The stable would have looked at the beginning of the night and he would have said, oh, the whole night without a coat, not shayach, take off the coat. But if you look at 5 minutes, then the maisa, you can probably make it, because every 5 minutes adds up. There's a Gemara in Brochus Tavches, and the Gemara says that there's a chiv, the Gemara doesn't use the lashon of chiv, the Gemara uses the lashon of le'oilom, every single person should be mashlim the parashas imad sibur. As we state the Gemara in Brochus Tavches, right? You have to be mashlim the imad sibur, right? The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Reish Pei Hei brings down the lashon, that's the lashon of Rambam already, it's a chiv. It's a choiv, just like there's a chiv to do everything else. There's a chiv to eat Gimel Sudas on Shabbos. There's a chiv to read Megillah. There's a chiv mid Rabbanon for every single yid to be mashlim the parishes together with the tzibur. So for Ezer Hashem, because now we're holding, I think we're holding our parishes Lech Lecha, remember it's the beginning of the year. A person can chat right now the Maisa to do all the Shnei Mikav Echad Targum, which the Allah is going to speak about. And maybe when it comes next year, Simchas Torah, so he'll be able to finish the Gans of Torah. So the person would look at the whole Torah and he'd say, oh, come Simchas Torah, all the way from Bereshit all the way down. It's a lot! But if a person every single week would do a small amount, then it would amass to eventually finishing the whole Torah. There's a political Rosh and a Rosh. The Rosh brings down in the Gemara over there in Brachos, and says that the Chiyuv of Shnei Mikra Eber Echad Targum, listen carefully, because this is a Shitas HaRosh, what do we show you? Havi Kekoyre Es Shema. Rosh and HaRosh. Havi Kekoyre Shema. Shema Ki Yodua, as we know, is Mamash Kabbalas O Malcha Shemaim. It's the most unbelievable Madrega that we have, and we do it 3 times a day. So the Rosh, Shnei Mikra, has the same Madrega as Kekoyre Es Shema. As long as Rosh and HaRosh, I'm not going to go now into all the Rosh HaTevis that the Rosh brings down in Parsha Shemois, that we know that all the Rosh HaTevis, the beginning of Shemois, spells out Shnei Mikra Be'echad Targum B'chulei. I'm not going to go into it right now. Who instituted this chiv? The Aruch HaShulchan brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu instituted this chiv. It's not brought down in any of the Mishnahs whatsoever. What's the time? So the Aruch HaShulchan, we have absolutely no idea. As finish the Doruch HaShulchan. Zog the Chinuch, the Maisa Doruch HaShulchan later on says the same thing, and Ba'etzim it's a Lugush, that the reason why Chazal wanted every single Yid to do Shnai Mikav Echal Targum is in order to be a Baki B'Torah. This is a way for a person to be a Baki B'Torah. So you go tell somebody, learn the whole Torah, then it's too much. But if every single week do a little parasha, so maybe he could probably make it, and maybe he'll be Eiz Hashem. When it comes to Simchas Torah, he will finish the whole Torah. Zot the Gemara in Brochus. What's the schar for a person that finishes Shnei Mikav Echad Targum? Zot the Gemara in Marichon the Yom of Veshnot Veshona. Right, Imamish gives it Arichas Yomim. It's a schula for a person to have a wonderful year. The Mephoshim bring down Pshat in the Gemara. That Pshat in the Gemara, why you have an extended life when you do Shnei Mikav? Meichat Esa, we know Kibbut Ova Eim, we know, for example, Shluch HaKav. Meichat Esa, that Shnei Mikav does is. The Mephoshim, the Pshat is, that a person will find out, I didn't have time. Right, Moshe Betzim was a true Benigris Moshe in the Rechaim, and he says that a Talmud Chochom, that's busy learning, teaching, the whole day, he's busy, Pasha doesn't have time, has no patur from doing this whatsoever. Somebody asked about Yeshiva Bochum, right? Moshe was talking about Talmidei Chochomim Gemurim, that was sitting and learning Yom HaVeloila. These people wanted to come along to Moshe, and they said, hey, we need a patur. He said, no, there's a chiv of Klal Yisrael, every single person is a chiv, there's absolutely no patur whatsoever. So maybe the Maisa, that's what we do it, is because in order to become a Boki Ba'Toyer. There's a Lechem Chamudos. The Lechem Chamudos says it's very interesting. You look at what goes on by the regular Kriyas HaTorah on a regular day, on a regular Monday, Thursday, or Shabbos, and you find there's three people standing by the bima. What's the pshat? Person number one is called up for Aliyah. Person next to him, and normally Amol, that was the pshat, he used to actually read the parasha. The person next to him was in made sure that he didn't make any mistakes. And the one next to him, the third person, was in order to translate it. So the Lechem Chamudos, that's Tzayin, Shnai Mikra, the Echad Targum. Shnai Mikra, the Hainu, two people reading it, and one Mikra, and one Targum wanted the translation to translate it into a language that they actually used to understand. Says the Orach HaShulchan, another reason for Shnai Mikra, the Echad Targum, why dafka twice the Pasuk and once the Targum, says the Orach HaShulchan, it symbolizes the three times that the Torah is explained. One time in Oyem Moed, one time in Har Sinai, and the other time on the Arvus Moed. Up in the Maisa, the Orach HaShulchan says, Be'ikah, we don't know the reason. This is another reason, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he do it? He said it twice to himself, and then again once to Moshe Rabbeinu. So remain again, so the Orach HaShulchan, this is maybe another reason why Shnai Mikra twice, and then Echad Targum again. So there's been a certain Maisa from a certain Sadi that wants to went visit a certain yeshiva, then Chosh of the yeshiva. He walked into the yeshiva, he saw what's going on over there, he went to the yeshiva and said, this yeshiva lacks Yirah Shemayim. Yeshiva said, what? My yeshiva? What are you talking about? There's a good bochum, Chosh of a bochum, the learning game of a loyla. Zug the tzadi to the Rosh Yeshiva now, they're not doing Shnai Mikra ve'echa Targum, spelt in Yirah Shemayim. And the Rosh Yeshiva looked into it, and it was Taka Emes, and it was Masakin it to make sure every Bochum shouldn't think, it's not like a kid's thing to do. Oh, Chumash, I can't do Chumash for Ter. It's a Chiv in every single person in Klal Yisrael, and it brings the person to be a Boki B'Toyer. Now, when does the Chiv begin? From the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Pei. Hey, the Chiv begins every single Shabbos after Mincha. Because every single Shabbos after Mincha we learn the parasha of the coming week, and therefore from then is the Zman. So if a person knows, for example, he has extra time then that he doesn't have so much time during the week, so maybe Enachanami, he's got time to really start at least the first business, the first part, he can start already then. Also, passing the Alocha, Shulchan Aruch, in Siv Gimel. Now, when is the best time to do it? If a person wants the Lachatchila Shalabalachatchila of Dugish Nayim Mikra. So there's a machlek, there's a shayla in the Arizal, what exactly he held, Shabbat Shuvah brings it down, many other Rambam comments as well. Yesh Oymin, on an Erev Shabbos, before Chatzos, the Yesh Oymin on an Erev Shabbos, after Chatzos. It's a machlek, it's be'etzim, which one we go. The Kavar Chaim already brings down that a person after davening or Shachris on a Friday morning, should sit with his tefillin on, and say the entire parasha, Shnai Mikra ve'Echad Targum. Again, this is the Chatchila, Shabbat Lechatchila, the Magen Avraham means the Shlach Kodesh, that says what he should do, is it after Chatzos, after you cut your nails, but before going to the mikvah? But then again, these are all madrigas in the Chatchila. The Chassid Ish says that also a good time is to do it before the Shabbos Suda on Shabbos itself, the Hainu after Shachos on the Shabbos morning, before you eat the Suda. That's what the Chassid Ish said is a good time. Okay. Came along the Vilna going, it's Santa Ma. No, Kitain is Faket, that's Mashim with the Tzibur. When the Tzibur already finished, so I'm now Mashim together with the Mashim came before, it's too early. That's the Chassid Ish. Now, the Maisa of the Vilna Gaon came along and said the Vilna Gaon to have a much easier way. Said the Vilna Gaon every single day, do a little bit, and this is the meaning of a lot of people when it comes to Shnai Mikra, is that every single day take a little part. Now, there's a big problem over here. which part do they take? And this is a trend. I found this often, I realized giving shit to someone. This is a big mistake a lot of people make. A lot of people come along and they make Sunday, for example, do till Shani, whatever, and then till Shlishi, and then to Aviv, b'chuli, b'chuli, b'chuli. In other words, every single day they'll do an aliyah. Says the Oruch HaShulchan, Einoi Klum. Not an Oruch HaShulchan, Einoi Klum. Absolutely nothing. We know it wasn't misakin by anybody. The Maisa, it could be even going on misakin it. We're not sure exactly, whatever it may be. Oh, but the Maisa is of the Oruch HaShulchan. And this is Tzad Nevil Negai. If a person wants to split up the parasha into different parts, to do a little part every single day, he should stop at the end where he sees a Samach, or he sees a pain. That's when he should split it up. Not by Vishnu, not by Shani, not by Shlishi. Again, Billy Nader, when I get to Bezul Obach this week, I was hoping to ask him if the evidence I think it works, the Maisa. I think I didn't see anybody move foolish, that's Chaluk on this Orcha Shulchan. But it could be that anyway that a person does it, it could be his answer anyway. But again, the Orcha Shulchan says, Einoi Klum. It's absolutely worth nothing for a person to do Vishnu and Vishani. Sorry?
What's
Samuch Hapay? Samuch Hapay. You see, look at Open Chomish. It's a story for the end of a paragraph, end of a chapter, end of a inion. It's normally the end of an inion.
Can't stop at page number.
Can't stop at page number, no. Again, it could be b'dieved, it works. But if you want to try and do the mitzvah as the chatchil as we can, this is how we have to do it. It's how you state in the Oruch HaShulchan. Okay. Now, if a person didn't manage to do it before Shabbos, again, like the chatchil, for example, the Arizal, a person can finish it on a Friday night. If he didn't manage that, like we said from the Chazanish, he does it before the Suda. The Medrash brings down, and the Etzem Toysus brings this in Brochus Tavches, that says that Rebbe instituted and told his kids there are three things that you must not do. Right? And he told three things. What one of the things of Toysus? Don't eat on Shabbos until you've done Shnai Mikra. So Shabbos, what does it mean don't eat? Maybe it means Friday night, maybe it means Shabbos lunch. So you look at the Shulchan Aruch and raise your hand, it's come up with Boya, so. Then it means Shabbos day. In other words, Rebbe, and Toysus brings it from the Medrash, Rebbe instructed his kids not to eat the Shabbos Suda until it is Shnai Mikra. The number of people I see after davening, they'll quickly chop in as much Shnai Mikra as they possibly can before they go home on Shabbos in order to eat the Suda. Now, Lamaisa b'di'evet sh'b'di'evet, the Shulchan Aruch brings, there's two other zmanin that you have if you miss Shabbos in Gansan. Number one, you've got till Abdullah, till Tuesday. Lamaisa, just like Abdullah works, has Shaykhah the Shabbos before, so do Shnai Mikra, and if it's b'di'evet sh'b'di'evet, so the Shulchan Aruch you have till Simchas Torah. That's b'di'evet sh'b'di'evet. You have people on Shulchan Aruch, with Torah, Mamash going to the Gans of Torah, because they make up everything. Again, it's a b'di'evet sh'b'di'evet. Says the Elyu Rabbah, that lechatchila a person should not be mafsik in the middle of Shnai Mikra v'chatargum. Find the Oruch HaShulchan in the Kasha, make it Isa. B'yishloim if there's a brocha. So I understand, you're making a brocha on something, don't be mafsik in the middle of the mitzvah. But Stalin, there's no brocha, there's no inyan b'chlal of hefsik. B'shloim Zalman used to say, it's like Torah. If you have a heter to stop learning Torah, to speak to someone or whatever, do something, so lechalami, you have the same heter v'shnai mikra v'chatargum. But stand to start schmoozing in the middle of your holding a Shnai Mikra, there's a person should be careful not to do that. What are the methods? There's different methods that a person can use in order to do Shnai Mikra, in order to mekayim this wonderful mitzvah.
Maybe it comes up with a rush.
The what? Afkar Shema. Rosh Hashulchan says, no in your bracha, you never found such a thing, because there's no bracha. There's no Rosh Hashulchan. Okay, the first mahalach is like this. The Shachuvah brings for the Arizal is that you read every single pasuk twice. Then you do the umkus. You look at those small ones that came out at one time, right? The small little chaboshim, Shnai Mikra and Targum. It's al pi d'Arizal, it's al pi d'Shari Tshuva. Every single pasuk is written twice, and then comes the umkus. That's one mahalach of doing it. Mahalach number two, the Magen Avraham brings the shlok, that he read every paragraph twice, and then he read the umkus. The higher you read all the way till Perek Gimel, and then read Perek Gimel, tell Perek Beis again, and then the umkus after. And so he brings the shlok kodesh. And then the Oruch HaShulchan brings also, this was the meaning of the stipler, was to read the entire parasha once, twice, and then umklus. The Chofetz Chaim's Hanhoga, according to what they bring down, is the Maisa he had the first one, in that he did every pasuk twice, and then he did the umklus. That's how the Chofetz Chaim, the Maisa, was mekayim this mitzvah.
No one says Rashi?
Oh, Rashi we're going to get to. Rashi we're going to get to. But we're just first we're going to try and be Kabechata. Now, the Maisa. Okay, so Rashi we'll get to. Say that. There is a lechatchila that a person should not do the targum in between. In other words, the targum should be done at the end of Shnai Mikra. Why? Because yesh oimim, that once you've done the targum, too late, you're it's already. So it doesn't help do the pasuk. It comes along the chazanish. And the chazanish says, no, what are you talking about? So the chazanish, you know what I do? I do pasuk, unklus, pasuk. What's the pshat? So the chazanish, pasuk, because I want to understand the pasuk. Right, most people are like, huh? That makes you understand it better, because you're more confused. But the Maizel has an Ishtar 9. Once I do the Unglas, I understand the Pasuk better. So I also resumed Orbach last week. I said that we've got the same Shaila with Rashi. We'll get to the Chiyuv of Rashi in a moment. But I said, what happens if a person does the Pasuk? Now, he doesn't understand the words of the Pasuk, but he wants to understand it better. Right? Really, we're adept. Rashi explains everything. I'll be Medrash, I'll be Chazal, the Chulei. So I want to do Rashi, and then I'll do the Pasuk again. When I do the Pasuk the second time, I understand it. Rashi's background, the Chulei, he told me it's about the Hindi. No problem whatsoever. But he told me, don't be Mavato on Unkus. Unkus is also Hashem. That's what he told me. Oh, but the mice again, the person can, if he wants to, the Pasuk, Rashi, and then the Pasuk, or the Pasuk, Unkus, Rashi, and then the Pasuk, whichever way around he wants to do. Lechatchila. If a person knows how to say the trop, the Ainu knows how to lay together with how to do it in the Balkoira, the Chatchila is best for a person to do it with the trop. It's very important also to understand what you're reading. People think the Shalom Mikra is like Ashrei, you push it, just read the words and off you go. It doesn't work that way. In Poshut means you have to understand, they bring from Chavetz Chaim. That when the Chavetz Chaim used to do Shalom Mikra, so when he got to a happy time, he was from a Shamea. When he got to a sad, not such a Geshmaka time in the Torah, so he was a little bit sad. But you have to understand that if you come up posting with Mishra Shtam, if it's Shubhaz Van Hoggers, then it could be you push it not Yotze Bechiv. The person that Shnei Mikra has no understanding of what he's talking about, could be push it not Yotze. But again, a lot of people push it, most people understand most of the words, you understand the Inyonim, good, every word they don't understand, but better than they're going to be Yotze. But if a person read it Sam, quickly, 1, 2, 3, without having absolutely no understanding whatsoever, it could be it's Ma'akib and Mela, he's not going to be Yotze in that way. Targum. First of all, which Targum do we do? Right, you open the new Mikros Gedolos or some of the new Chamoshim, you see many of the 10 different Targums. So the Maisel was Mekubal in Kalani, so on the Vada, Zoshtet in Malacha, is Targum Unklus. That's the Maisel, what we do, as Zoshtet in the basis. Why? Because not only does he actually translate the Pasuk, but he actually explains a little bit of what's going on. Rashi. What's with doing Rashi Vishnai Mikav Echa Targum? So the basis already brings down a little bit of a Machlokes. Yesh Oymin, that Rashi is better than Targum. Why is Rashi better than Targum? Because Rashi doesn't only just explain. Rashi brings Midrashim and Rashi brings Shas all over the place. It's very, very gishmak. So the Meila, that's why the Beis Yosef says, on that hand, Rashi should be better. Oh, but the mouse on the other hand, Unkus is better. Why? Because Unkus was given Mamash at Har Sinai. So he didn't have a Meila, so the Beis Yosef that the other one doesn't have. I'm not going to get into that chat. It's a good chat. I know exactly what you're asking. We haven't got time to go into it. It's an Inyan. The Maisa, the Beis Yosef brings down this Machloikas. La Halacha, the Maisa, we pass in, as they shaped in Shulchan Aruch, and they say, hey, Yerushalayim, that's both. And then you take Halacha, right? Yerushalayim, that's both. They once came to the Beis HaLevi. They said, Beis HaLevi, right? It was Brisk. They said, Beis HaLevi, you're very Machme. Every one of your Psochim is just Machme. Piskalula, right? Mamish Machme, right? So the Maisa, he said, I have a few colours. I think he has 10. He said, one of my colours is right here. Stating the Shulchan Aruch, Yerushalayim should be Machmeh to do both also Rashi as well. So the Beis HaLevi, here I'm Michael. Even if you're not a Yerushalayim, you can do Rashi as well. And they state the Beis HaLevi as well. Now the Beis HaLevi, the Beis HaLevi, the Shulchan Aruch says Yerushalayim should also do Rashi. And as they pass in the Chofetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah, that a person of Vada should try if he can to do Rashi. There is a Shaila in the Poskim, if you only have time to do one, which one should you do? Should you only do Unglus or should you only do Rashi? It's for sure, Moshe Shlomach already said, if a person does not understand Unglus Bechlal, but Rashi he does, there's badly more of a tzad to say that he should do Rashi, but Unglus al-Pisoy, that al-Pikabola, has a special thing that a person can at least read the Unglus. So number one, he gains that wonderful mile of Unglus for Etzem. Number two, if a person would actually read Unglus and try to understand it, it would rather help with a Gemara. Because that's basically Gemara. So if a person reads Unglus well, it will improve his Gemara skills at the same time.
I thought that Chumash has uniqueness that even if you don't understand the words, you still.
Yeah, but again, for this Nachanami. But we're talking about Achiv now, Shnei Mikra Mechatargum. Not Mekai Mitzvah's Talmud Torah, not Mekai Mitzvah Torah. We're not discussing that. You're 100% right. They're going to be Talmud Torah. We're not discussing are you Yotze Talmud Torah or not. I mean, there is a famous Chofetz Chaim at Talmud Torah. If you don't chazer it 4 times, you're not Yotze Mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's Andrus, right? You know that one. They're stating one of the Sefer brings in the Sefer Hadron Lach brings from a. And then when there was a source that Mamish heard directly from him, that you don't chazah something 4 times, you push it not Yitzah, the mitzvah. But you're not talking about that, and Nachanami, you're right, but again with this mitzvah, you have to understand what you're doing, because Shnamik Nachanami is Kedet, you'll be a Boki. So if you don't understand what you're doing, you're not going to be a Boki. So it made it possible that you don't understand, doesn't go. Okay. Loving a Maitre. Okay. Haftorah. are more things down the halacha that you don't have to do the haftorah, the hand you don't have to do shnei mikvah chatagum when it comes to the haftorah, although there are those that are have the minig taka to do it. Rav Yasha said that the minig is the maisa to be makel, and you do not have to do the haftorah whatsoever. Yomtiv, or Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha also in Sivzayin, is that you're not mechuyev to do the kriya for yomtiv, also shnei mikvah chatagum. Dalit parashis, the hainu when it comes to shkolim, when it comes to whatever it is, para v'chulei, zuk, the poskim, also Gizmosha says that you do not have to do shnei mikra when it comes to dalit parashis. A posuk that does not have unkrus, tremendous machlokes, a poskim, his machlokes, shitas rashi, shitas tosfas, the hainu, many psukim don't have an unkrus, so the eitz of most poskim, the achra of most poskim is, you should read the posuk, there's a bet some shitas rashi, is you read the posuk three times, and then you go to the chiv of shnei mikra, the echad targum. Now, let me go back to the last Nakuda, and that is a very big yisod. Are you allowed to learn Shnei Mikra at night? A very shtir shayla, it's the Gabi all Torah Shemekhsav. Are you allowed to learn Shnei Mikra Be'echot Targum at night? Why not? Very good. Why would they not want you to learn it at night, right? Okay. So the etzim, it starts like this. There's a behetiv in Simon, Reish Lamed Ches. And he brings over there in Reish Lamed Ches the Arizal. And the Arizal brings down that when Moshe Rabbeinu was on the Har Sinai learning Torah from the Rabbeinu Shalom, when the Rabbeinu Shalom taught Mishnah, he knew it was night. When he taught Mikra, he knew it was day. Zug the Be'ezer, from here what do you see? That Kenzan is an issa for a person to learn Mikra, the Hainu Psukim, at night. And then he brings the Maisa, the Be'ezer, from the Arizal. There's an Akuti Marich. The Akuti Marich is a very interesting reason why it would be Osa, or, sorry? Again, the Chanami 100%. Well, didn't say what, though, did it? That says the Likutei Marich. What's the pshat? Why? There could be a reason not to learn Mikra at night. So it says like this, very interesting reason. He said, Torah Shebichtav is din. Torah Shebal Peh is chesed. Laila, we know, is a zman din. So Mimele, when it comes Laila, which is a zman of din, we don't want to learn Torah Shebichtav, which is night of din. We want to do Torah Shebal Peh to be mamdik, to sweeten the din with chesed. As I state in Likutei Marich, could be the reason. Now, there's a shared scene also in Reish Lamed Ches and brings down a Prima Godim, that the Prima Godim is also Machmeh not to learn Torah Shebichtav at night. La halacha le maisa, the Mishnebura paskins, a bada, it's only a preferable thing. In other words, if a person has got an option of learning Gemara or Chumash, a bada, it's preferable to Chofetz Chaim to learn Gemara. Over, if a person is stuck, he only has a Chumash, or he's tired and he hasn't got courage to learn Gemara, or when he's behind in the sedge, or whatever it may be, then avada he can, the maisa. Again, the kula amas maskim is a tshuva in Marsham, that says again, even the machmirum with maskim, that it's only a midas chasidus, it's a nice thing to do. But avada there's no issa b'chal, on anyone to come out, neither base medrash to come out, there's an issa gomu to learn mikra at night, chas v'sholem, there's no issa gomu, it's preferable not to. If a person is stuck 100%, there's no shine in the world that he should. The stipler said on Friday night, the Chachilah no problem to do Mishnah Nikah Ve'echad Targum, that's a double portion. And for sure, that Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, Rashi, there's no Shaila Bechlal, that for sure you can be Mekel, especially Targum as well, you can be Mekel, there's no Shaila Bechlal. One last thing, a big heter when it comes to Shnai Mikra, is reading together with the Baal Koyah. So the first Shaila is like this. When I listen to the Baal Koyah on Shabbos, and I'm listening, right? Shomei Ka'oida, so why can't it be that when I listen to the Baal Koyah line in the Sedra, it's considered like I did it one time? So maybe I only have to do Posuk one time, and the Targum one time. So there are some posts that are maker this way. Kamat all the posts, all the posts come machma over here, and all that hearing it is vade not good enough. Masha Einkin, look the Shulchan Aruch, that if you actually speak out the words together with the Baal Koyah, that means when the Baal Koyah is saying the Sedra, and you're behind, or you haven't got time, whatever it may be. So I'm going to say word for word together. It's very, very important to kuda this, because the Gemara Shana says that you can't hear two calls together. It has to be the same thing that it's the same, but if you hear two different things, then it's not a good. So, Mele, if you're reading every single word together with the Baal Koyah, La Halacha Lemaisa, the few most poskim, it's even Lechatchila, that you're actually allowed to do it, and therefore it counts like one time doing Shnai Mikra, and therefore that's good, and then you only have to do another one time with another Targum. There is a Morgan Avraham, Meshem Ashla, Meshem Shabbos Kachose Paskins this way, is that it's only a B'di'eved, it's not a Lechatchila, it's interesting because you see a lot of Pichosha people doing it again from Mishnah Berurah, it's not, there's no Raya, the Etzim Pashtus, he holds its mutter, but the Maisa, the mice, you can do that for sure. If you get stuck with only doing it one time, you can do it again during the Baal Koyah's reading the Shemoneh Esra, doing the Sedra. However, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, also, don't know what you do, that if you do Shnai Mikra during Chazoros Hashatz, it's a mitzvah bo vavela and you're not yotza. Pasha not yotza. During Chazoros Hashatz, also right, also problem. One time Rabbi Zil Obach said to me, it bothers him when he says someone so choshev and yeshuv, he's over the shul chaniche over there and invited the gun. He said he sees someone so choshev, he said, Pasha can't even go up to the guy and tell him. The bishop was someone else who looked at him. He said, that's a question of a guy. I can't go to him. He said, it bothered him so much. I never heard that from him before. But it bothers him. That's when a lot of people become big masmidim. You always find the big masmidim becoming a big masmid during Chazar Sashat. That's the time. The Maisa La Locha, again, I'm not going to the Indian of learning about it. A person should not learn. Lama is the name of Scots of those people that do learn, whatever it may be, we're not getting into. But Rav Chaim Gnevke says, the copy this skill of Shnai Mikra, about a person, should not doing it during Chazaras Hashatz. The Maisa, when it comes to standing up, they asked Rav Chaim Gnevke, is there any Indian to stand up? He said, Lo Yodei, I never heard such an Indian. How about during Aseres Hadibros? So the Maisa, the time that you have no reason to stand up during the Aseres Hadibros, again, doing it during Shnai Mikra, there's nothing whatsoever like that. If a person has a sopik where he's up to the Hainu, he opens up a Chumash one day, he says, ah, was that the Peg Gimel or was that the Peg Dalet? The Maisa, he should go back. What happens if he packed it out of order? They asked Rav Chaim Gnevke, he also and he said, the Maisa, it's not Ma'akiv. Better for a person to do it about the order, but if he gets stuck and he doesn't do it, so maybe he can do it out of order, it's also okay. But Ezer Hashem, through learning these halachas, so we'll be able to conquer, like the Chinuch says, to become like a Baki B'Torah, and the Ezer Hashem, when it comes to Simchas Torah, we'll be able to make a real Simchas Torah together for actually finishing the Gantz Torah.